Hello, we are sixth graders from Pequot Lakes Middle School. We wrote poems about phonology this week, and here they are.
Birds by Ryder. Walking in the dim, pine-smelling forest, I hear the birds singing. I look at the pointy treetops, only to see 20 majestic, black, sleek, flying birds flying over me. They look like tiny little fighter jets. Their eyes are cold like a group of wolves looking for food. Their little bodies are small but sleek and fast. Snap! Like that, they are gone, disappeared over top of me. I'll never forget that day that I saw something so cool in nature.
Little Baby by Amani. Sitting at my desk in my cozy room, just staring out the cold, big window in front of me, then out of nowhere, boom, a deer and two little spotted Bambi. They were the cutest things I'd ever seen. Oh, the little Bambi, so small and fragile, and oh, so graceful. There were spots popping out on their back. I bent over my windowsill as much as I could to see them. The one looked at me. Its little eyes stared up at me. Then I heard a scream. My sister. The deer ran as fast as a cheetah seeing its prey. They were gone. They were pretty, though, for the few seconds I saw them.
Willow Tree by Georgia. A chilly morning walk through the woods, the wind beating against my body. Bundled up in a coat, hat, and some comfy boots. When in the corner of my eye, I see it. A beautiful willow tree standing tall, its branches dancing in all places. Leaves flying around in the sky, the top of the tree bent like a huntsman's back. I start to motion towards it. Until I'm right beside it, I lay under the tree, look up, and start to listen. I listen to the birds sing in the blues. I listen to the goose's wings go up and down. I listen to the wind dancing around me. I listen to all the animals seeking revenge on their prey. My body starts to rise. My hands push me up the rest of the way. I'm back up, standing tall. I reach in my coat pocket and take out my phone. I go on to camera and take a perfect picture of the willow tree that was too good to be true. I began to walk away slowly, still looking back at the marvelous beauty, the tree still hush and in peace with the world and with me. I hope it is still standing when I go on my morning walk tomorrow, and that it is still in peace with the world and me.
This concludes our phonology report for this week. Get outside and be observant.
Indeed, get outside and be observant. Poems by Ryder, Amani, and Georgia. And those were well done. Thank you very much. Nice to hear some poetic observations of nature. And I hope that you will, as they suggest, get outside and be observant.